Hello, hello. Well, now that you know all about why we must assess our arts integration lessons, let's talk about how to actually do that. I think you're really going to enjoy this lesson because I'm sharing some helpful examples of all three types of assessments we talked about back in the previous lesson. So here is what we're going to cover today. Examples of formative, diagnostic, and summative assessments, a system for planning your assessments, how to assess an integration, designing rubrics the right way, and authentic assessments and their place in arts integration. Now, just to review, there are three main types of assessments: diagnostic, formative, and summative. There are definitely more than that, but for our purposes, these are the ones that we're going to be zeroing in on. Diagnostic assessments are used to identify current knowledge and/or misconceptions about a topic. These are great for pre and post assessments. Formative assessments are used to provide feedback during the instructional process. These are good for viewing growth over time. And summative assessments are used to sum up learning at the end of the instructional process. These are good for assessing mastery and performance or production levels. Let's take a look at some examples for each type so that you can see what they look like in action. Diagnostic assessments include things like pre and post tests, self-assessments, discussion board responses, enter your exit tickets, interviews, observations, and polling. Formative assessments include student observations, homework, reflection journals or sketchbooks, Socratic discussions, student or teacher conferences, peer reviews, informal presentations, ongoing portfolios throughout the year, project phases submitted over time, think, pair, share, visual thinking strategies, and critiques. And summative assessment examples include high stakes tests, multiple choice, checklists, culminating portfolios, performances, rubrics, teacher created tests, essays, and capstone projects. As you can see, you have a lot of different options when it comes to the types of assessments you can select for an arts integration lesson. Remember, you want to be sure to mix and match these assessments within your lesson. So you may start out with an entrance ticket to get a good idea of where students are in their understanding of the day's topic. You may then include a visual thinking strategy and time for a think, pair, share in your lesson as a way to formatively get a good barometer on their progress through the lesson. And you may end up using a rubric at the end of the lesson to assess whether students have learned the skills or processes emphasized in the standards selected for the lesson. I also want you to notice that there may be some assessments that you hadn't considered before or that you had forgotten along the way. Many of us have a set of default assessments that we use or fall back on. So keep this list handy so that you can build in some variety into how you're assessing student work. Now that you have some assessment tools you can begin referencing, it's time to think about the actual process of assessing integration. How do you do that? Well, first, remember that it's about progress, not mastery. Keep in mind that you're looking to see if students progressed in each area during an integrated lesson, not for whether or not they mastered both content areas. Second, you don't have to or want to assess everything. Be selective. Assess only the core component of each content area that you're teaching. And finally, broaden your tools. Not one tool will fit all needs. So be sure to determine which tool will best reflect the learning for each standard addressed. You may want to use a rubric for the art standard and a checklist for the math standard. That's okay. We want to use the best tool for the job. One tool we haven't talked a lot about yet are rubrics. Now, rubrics are interesting because they can be both formative and summative in nature. It all depends on how you use them. The intent that you're using the rubric for plays a huge role in how you develop the rubric itself. Now, lots of people love using rubrics because they offer consistency, right? They can be great for an in-depth and consistent view of student learning if written correctly. They can also be used across content sometimes if you select criteria that's being addressed by both standards. All of this is helpful, But I want you to remember that rubrics aren't the only means of formative or summative assessments. It can be so easy to be tempted into just using rubrics. Don't. While they can provide a clear benchmark for student progress, there are other interesting and meaningful tools that can be used for different lessons. Now, I'm providing some rubric examples in your workbook for this lesson. So be sure to download that below and take a look to see all the different kinds of ways that you can use these assessment tools. Now, as you're considering all of those options, you'll want to start planning what assessments you'll use in your arts integration lessons right from the get-go. Remember what we said about lesson design? You're going to select your assessment or assessments right after you select your standards. This way, you can ensure that you're measuring what you're focused on teaching. Now that said, you don't always need to reinvent the wheel. You may already have some assessments that you could reuse or that would work with some tweaking for an arts integrated lesson. So as you write your arts integration lessons, start by looking at the standards you're aligning. Then take a look at what assessments you already have. Pull out those that might be a match or could be used for the standards that you've highlighted, and think about what type of assessment is it? Is it diagnostic, formative, or summative? How could you use it in your arts integrated lesson? Would it need some tweaking? Or could you use it as it currently is? If it needs tweaking, make those adjustments to the original assessment. Then take a look at what gaps you have. What assessment types are missing for you, or do you not have for this kind of a lesson? What assessment or assessments do you need to create that measures both the content and the art standards? This is the only time when you'll have to create something new. Now, when you do that, be sure to look at the lists I shared a little bit ago to see if you can use something different or if something else might be a better fit than your own assessment preference. When working with assessments, always look at what you already have. 9 times out of 10, you have something that could work if you tweaked it a little bit to meet both standards. Then you can spend your valuable time creating only those assessments that you don't already have. Speaking of planning, this is where authentic assessments really shine. Authentic assessments are planning with the end in mind. It's about knowing what target you're aiming for before you jump into the lesson. And that's why they work so well for arts integration. Authentic assessments are task-based and are centered around the application of knowledge. They can also be great complements to traditional assessments. That's because authentic assessments can be both product and performance-based measures. Authentic assessments, when implemented well, are an act of learning. Unlike traditional assessments, authentic assessments serve as another learning tool. So to do that, you'll want to follow these 3 key guidelines. 1, think of assessment as an action. Consider how students can best show what they know as a part of the arts integration lesson. 2, select your authentic assessment based on the cognitive domain. Choose an assessment that best aligns with the standards that you've chosen. And 3, work backwards. Select the standards, then select the task, and then create the lesson. Product-based assessments include things like research reports, projects, analysis of text, sketchbook responses, floor plans, surveys, infographics, and videos. Performance-based assessments include things like living wax museums, role play, book talks, create and perform choreography, human graphs, and creating and performing a musical arrangement. Now, in today's workbook, I've included 47 authentic assessment examples that you can use to spark your own imagination. And there you go. You've now got the tools you need to start planning your aligned arts integration assessments. In our next lesson, we're going to cover the 5 steps you need to create those lessons from scratch. For now, though, I invite you to download this lesson's workbook. Check out all of those assessment examples and then work through the assessment planning guide to help you identify what assessments you already have that you can tweak or reuse and what kind of assessments you'll want to create. This planner is going to be a great tool for when you work on your sprint projects. So I definitely recommend taking some time to think through this and plan some of these things out. Great job today, and I'll see you in our next lesson.